This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klass Financial, love to get you on the air right now. The telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klass and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klass Financial. Don't forget about their website, klassfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Learn more about Klass Financial. There's separate divisions online. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that website, klassfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Klass Financial. And joining us, CJ and Malia, how are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well, CJ. Great to talk with you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Very excited about our topic today.
Yes, it's a good one. We are going to be talking about when it comes to investing and doing it socially responsibly. And for a lot of folks, and I've noticed, and I don't want to stereotype here, but like with younger people especially, it seems to be a very important thing. But for all of us, I think it's a really good thing to keep in mind. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. A couple of things. I mentioned the website, klassfinancial.com. I also mentioned the phone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klass Financial. It is complimentary. Another really great thing that goes on the program is the Klass Quiz Question of the Week. Each and every week, the fine folks at Klass Financial bring in a fantastic prize. This week, no exception, a $25 gift card to Portillo's. You have a chance to win that a little bit later on in the program. Little tip, though, if you listen closely to the show, typically both the question and the answer are given during the program. Again, we'll tell you a little bit later on how you can win that. And before we start talking about socially responsible investing, let's take a look back at last week's Klass Quiz Question Week and go over the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so hopefully after last week's show, everybody went to ssa.gov and discovered what their full retirement age is. And one of our listeners last week, Jim of Edgerton, called in and he correctly answered this question. If you were born after 1960, what does Social Security consider your full retirement age to be? Was it 62 or age 67? He correctly answered age 67. So Google that today and find out for yourself when you can retire and collect your full benefit. Thanks for listening.
Really good stuff there. And again, we'll do another one this week as well. So listen closely. So there's obviously a lot of buzz, and I know a lot of stuff in the news right now about socially responsible investing. Let's talk about what this kind of investing is and what it's really all about.
Yeah, this is an important topic nowadays. It's really been an important topic for a long time, but I would say it's more mainstream nowadays. And so today we're just going to take some time and explore one area of investing that many people are currently engaged in. And you'll hear these terms thrown around like SRI and ESG. And so we're going to kind of define those terms today and talk to you about what they really mean. But to be clear, this socially responsible type of investing, or socially responsible investing, which is what SRI stands for, really actually goes back a long time to the mid 1700s, where some of the earliest promoters of SRI, such as John Wesley, and that name might ring a bell for anybody in kind of religious Christian circles, because he was one of the founders of the Methodist Church. He actually outlined at that time to others that your use of money should not be to hurt your neighbor through the use of business practices, and to avoid industries like tanning and chemical production, which could harm the health of workers. There was also the suggestion that investors should avoid companies associated with sinful practices, such as guns, liquor, tobacco, so on and so forth. Now, again, guns, liquor, tobacco. I've heard people jump in it. Guns are not evil. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying this is kind of different ways that people have looked at these particular topics over time. But the modern area of socially responsible investing has evolved, and most recently in the 1960s, where investors started leaning towards companies that were sensitive in addressing things like equality for women and civil rights and labor issues. And since the late 1990s, socially responsible investing has been seen to be more involved in looking towards promoting environmental topics or sustainability of environmental issues. So fast forward to today, we've seen investing in socially responsible companies become much more popular. Practitioners of sustainable investing can be found throughout the United States and amongst various types of organizations. Some examples of this would be individuals. So some individuals who invest as part of their savings or retirement plans, they'll invest in mutual funds that specialize in seeking companies with good labor or environmental practices. You'll also see credit unions and community development banks that have a specific mission of serving low and middle income communities. You might see hospitals and medical schools that refuse to invest in tobacco companies. You might see a foundation that supports community development loan funds and other high social impact investments in line with, again, their mission. Finally, you might even see like religious institutions that file shareholder resolutions to urge companies and their portfolios to meet strong ethical and governance standards. So hence, socially responsible investing is an investing strategy that aims to generate both social change and positive financial returns for an investor. Now, investments may include companies making a positive, sustainable or social impact and excludes those making a negative one. Other names for SRI include sustainable investing, ethical investing, or value-based investing. Investors who are interested in socially responsible investing may select investments based on a company's revenue sources or business practices that align with their values. An example of a person who's passionate about the environment may be inclined to invest in wind and solar companies. Or if you care about supporting the advancement of women, you may have some funds that invest in women-owned companies. So here's the bottom line. Many investors today do want to see their monies going towards stocks or bonds or investments that are both profitable and reflect their social values. But one of the topics that Malia is going to talk about a little bit more here, and just for you to be aware of, is that you're already hearing as we kind of address this topic that it's actually disparate in what it is that people care about. So if I were to say socially responsible investing, one person might think no drugs, no tobacco. Another person might think civil rights. Another person might think sustainable and environmentally sustainable companies. So part of the issue of socially responsible investing, not something, by the way, that should dissuade people, but something that they need to understand is, what does it mean to you? And then make sure that the way that you're investing is kind of in line with those values.
The importance of individual priorities, really, really enlightening this morning for sure. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can learn about Kloss 360 and Kloss 401k and all the other divisions at Kloss Financial that can help you or as an employer with managing retirement planning. Again, you can learn more online, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question for CJ or Malia, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk strategy with Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource. I haven't mentioned signing up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can do that online at klossfinancial.com. It's a great weekly snapshot that comes in your inbox of what's been going on in the markets. Also linked to the most recent podcasts. And of course, from there, you can go back and listen for years and years and years and years of shows. We've had a lot of fun with CJ and Malia over the years. Again, you can check those all out at klossfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Talking this morning about socially responsible investing, let's talk then about some strategies. And I think some people wonder, they say, I love this stuff. I love the idea of putting my priorities, things that are important to me in my investment plan. Let's talk about then the strategies in this area of investing.
Yeah. And so again, our goal this morning is to kind of try to simplify this space as we're talking about it for people. So you hear about socially responsible investing, CJ said SRI, you also hear about ESG investing. So we're talking about similar topics here. They all fall under this socially responsible type of investing. So when we're talking about ESG investing specifically, E stands for environmental, S for social, and G for governance. So this type of investing really looks at a company's stance on how they deal with those different types of factors, environmental, social, and governance practices, alongside at the same time looking at more traditional financial measures. So looking at the company's practices in each of these areas, how well can that drive returns of the company versus diminishing them? So for example, common ESG factors might include environmental factors, such as looking at the energy consumption or their track record with pollution or climate change or waste production. If you're looking at social factors, that might include a company's record with regards to human rights or how they engage with the community, how they deal with their employees or the health and safety of others. And another area would be the governance, which really talks about the quality of management within a company or how they deal with conflicts of interest or executive compensation within a company. So all of those factors are really, really important when you're looking at what type of ESG investing you might be looking at. So we ask ourselves, how big is this investing in the space? You alluded to that at the beginning, Sean. It is driven a lot by millennials these days, but a lot of people are pausing and taking a look at this. And as CJ mentioned, it's not something new. It just gets a lot more buzz right now. Well, besides buzz, it's actually getting a lot of dollars. So we looked at the Forum for Sustainable and Responsible Investing. Their trends report in 2020 said that ESG investing that includes both institutional and retail, those investors grew actually 42% in 2020, and that was up to a figure of $17.1 trillion. So $17.1 trillion, that's a lot of money going into this one area. And that actually represents about a third of $51.4 trillion in total U.S. assets now under professional management. So I would say there's a lot of momentum in this area and definitely worth taking a look at. So things you should know. So if you're looking at trying to invest in sustainable investing, you should be aware there could be, not necessarily, but there could be lower returns. So while the data on this type of investing shows varying degrees in terms of performance, generally, overall, we see that ESG may underperform normal investments. And why is that? Well, because sustainable investing does cost more to implement in the first place. So while costs have come down significantly, there's still a noticeable increase compared to non-ESG investments. So sometimes sustainable investing might exclude an investment that performs really well in a normal portfolio. Sometimes it might also exclude an investment that loses value. So I think that's important to keep in mind. That's why some of this type of investing kind of got a bad rap for years, because while people's hearts said, I want to invest in something I believe in, the second half of that is, yeah, but I still want to make some money at it. And so that's been kind of the rub. So similar to SRI investing, there's also what we call within the same realm, impact investing. So impact investing takes social and environmental effects into consideration. So looking at impact investments within companies, organizations, or funds, their main purpose doing impact investing is to achieve positive impacts alongside a financial return. So what you're hearing me say is it about the financial return, or is it about helping the organization and driving that goal alone? And another segment of ESG investing is community investing. So there's a lot of communities that seek help from trying to garner funds from banks and other financial institutions to be sustained. So what they will utilize sometimes is ESG and community investing, where it goes directly towards those organizations that have proven to be socially responsible. So you'll see that. And again, back to what we heard Sean say, millennials. Bottom line is about half of the investors out there who currently own responsible investments, and many of those are millennials, actually said that half of their portfolio is in that right now, and they could imagine putting 100% of their portfolio towards ESG type of investing. So I think this is something everybody needs to wake up to and say, is that something for myself?
Really something interesting to be exploring. And of course, for people that are learning for the first time about this, you've got questions. Of course, our friends at Kloss Financial would love to answer them for you. A couple of ways you can go about that. I'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also call Kloss Financial's office right today at 442-5637. Set up that appointment, no charge. The first one is complimentary to get to know you at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number coming up a little bit later on in this segment. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question Week this week. Another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Portillo's. We'll tell you how you can win that just a little bit later in this very segment. Talking this morning about socially responsible investing and other types of closely related forms of investing. And I think a lot of people, as we're maybe just learning about this or maybe just hearing about this stuff, they say that I love the idea. How does this work? And I think people wonder then with those different funds and different investments that are out there in this ESG space, how is this type of investing affecting your investments in our retirement accounts through your employer? And that's a big one.
It is. Yeah. So you're starting to see, or you have seen historically, some of these investments starting to show up inside of 401k plans. But interestingly enough, The Department of Labor released a new regulation that may limit or even eliminate some of the socially responsible investing inside of like corporate sponsored retirement plans like a 401k. Now, some people might go, what? And the reason is that the new, and I should say this rule was revised to remove explicit references to environment, social, and governance factors. So it's not that it can't be a part of how a fund invests, but they're saying explicit. And the reason is because one of the jobs of a fiduciary is to make sure that they are focusing on performance and financial factors alone, right? Like, how is this going to benefit you financially? That's one of the kind of put the client's best interest ahead of your own. And what was happening is high cost mutual funds that were underperforming were getting stuffed inside of a 401k plan, and they were starting to have complaints and issues pop up. Now, with this being said, I just want to go back to some things that Malia was saying there. So it's not just because you want to invest with some environmental focus or social governance focus or whatever the topic is, doesn't mean you have to underperform. But what you have to understand is the landscape of investing. The landscape of investing says that the market is very efficient and it's very hard to pay for some sort of active management being like stock selection, and beat the market over long periods of time. And so the whole movement in the market has been towards passive investing. Passive is just I buy an index like the S&P 500 or FTSE or whatever it might be. Well, when you get into saying, well, now I'm going to go back to quote unquote active, but it's not active from the standpoint of trying to find the best performer. It's now active from the standpoint of I need to read through the mission statement of every corporation. Well, you're adding back in a cost now, right? So now you've added back in a component of cost. And you're not really looking at financial metrics anymore. You're looking at social or environmental. And does it mean those companies will underperform? No, it just means that if you're going to do it in a packaged product like a mutual fund, the cost by definition will go up because you've added back in a cost of some selector. And then the question becomes, who is that selector and what is the selection criteria that they're putting into place? And does it match your selection criteria? So not attempting to dissuade anybody here. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you, the cost of these products have come down. They are more easily identifiable now. They do get closer to index-like returns. I actually think it's more, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more tangible and accessible. That's the word. It's more accessible today to be an ESG or SRI investor than it ever has been in the past. But you've got to know what it is that you're looking for. And given the U.S. Department of Labor kind of limitation around the use of these funds inside of a 401k plan, you may want to consider doing this more so inside of your IRA or after-tax account.
All stuff definitely worth considering this morning. Of course, if you have questions, our friends at Kloss Financial would love to help you out. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call, 608-442-5637. Again, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I mentioned that telephone number just a moment ago because you're going to want to hold on to it as well because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a delicious prize, a $25 gift card to Portillo's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. In 2020, what was the total investment in ESG investing, both institutional and retail? Was it $10 billion or $17 trillion? Telephone number, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Portillo's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. And no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you guys. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.